ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Bears Roundtable from the Chicago Bears Network studios at Havas Hall. I'm Jeff Joniak from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, the voice of the Chicago Bears. And my guests here today, my broadcast partner, Tom Thayer. And we have Larry Mayer, the senior writer for ChicagoBears.com. Hey, this is our maiden voyage, fellas. We're going to try to do this once a week. We'll have guests in here as well. Larry won't be here every week. I think Tom and I will be here every week, but you've got so much to do, you know. Sometimes you're going to have some substitute writers, and we'll throw things around a little bit. Many topics, just going to have a conversation about Bears football. Where would you guys like to start?
Tom, I'll defer to you. Well, I'm going to call the flip, and I'm going to defer to Tom.
Thank you very much. I think it's about the opportunity the Bears have, because you talk about what they went through week one against the Buffalo Bills, and I think every professional athlete, every professional coach wants to look at the next opportunity to get themselves back on the right track. And now you have a nationally televised audience. You're playing against the San Francisco 49ers, and you can go out there and beat these guys, and then you're right back in national prominence like everybody expected you to be. So I think you have to approach the week enthusiastically instead of kind of hanging your heads of what happened this past week, because you're only wasting time. And that's the thing about it, is no one has extra time during the season to sit there and dwell on what happened. You got to make corrections and get this thing pointed right.
Right. You don't want to lose two games at once. You want to forget about what happened in the first game, go forward with the second game, but it is a daunting challenge.
I do like that thinking. Don't lose right. The second game because of what happened in the first. But you guys understand what the narrative is going to be all week. They bring out the stats. Heck, I already read the stats in week one. If you lose week one, your chances of getting to the playoffs. Everybody wants to write the ending even before the beginning has been even, you know, schemed. So right. 0-2 to start a season, the odds are not great that you're going to the playoffs. That'll be the narrative because of the opponent and where it's going to be.
And I think the last 5 years, only one team, the Panthers last season, went 0-2 and started the season. So
I just hope people don't dwell on that.
Right.
You know?
I don't either. But, you know, a more daunting thing to me is that the fact that the Bears start 6 out of 8 of the next games are on the road with 2 night games coming off right off the bat. That's going to be tough. I know the players and coaches always talk about one game at a time. But when you look at that stretch, it's going to be tough to survive.
Yeah, but you're only talking about one game, and that's the San Francisco 49ers. If you want to sit here and talk about it in the past, you are wasting time. And you don't, and again, it's making the improvement and taking the measures that you have to take to get ready for the next week. So, again, you can't sit here and talk about the past. It's about what the future and what are you going to do. How is Brian DeLaPuente and Mike Ola going to fit into the offensive line if Matt Slauson and Roberto Garza can't play? Just think how much better they'll be with a week of practice after coming in and playing pretty well. So there's things that, as a coaching staff, all the message isn't coming inside these closed doors. The message is what's being talked about outside of Halas Hall. But again, the message that's being repeated in the locker room is making sure it's positive messages to every position out there.
ChicagoBears.com presents Roundtable.